It may, I may have simply typed in the put command and walked away. It's possible. It's very possible since the show was not replaying this morning. We're playing today, so I'm sorry about that. I would have started sooner, but I, at 1900 UTC, we've got a couple of interns at the office. This is just kind of me talking to you, I guess. Sorry. But 1900 UTC, one of the interns stopped me and wanted to know, like, hey, why did you choose this company? And why have you been here for 16 years? And kind of got me on this philosophical tangent, and I started talking about that. But I'm here outside. It is 37 degrees with a nice breeze, though. It doesn't feel nearly as bad as it did yesterday up here on the roof. The planes are flying overhead, but they're flying over the other garage, so I can't even hear them today, which is pretty good. A lot of particulates in the air. a little hazy. But enough about me. Let me jump into comm. If you want to talk during the show, and starting tomorrow, I'm going to record a show tonight when I get home. It'll be a little pre-recorded because I'm going to fly on an airplane to Portland tomorrow. And then for a week, I'll be doing shows out there. So I'll try my best, but just a word of warning. All right. So all you got to do is SSH over to tty.sdf.org. And once you're there, just type com, C-O-M. You press enter. And then you type G for go to. And then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And if you do that, you'll end up with cool people like, hey, Utsuho, and X1, and Jay LaMoth, and Ratsu, and MHCat, as well as Tobe and Jeff, and lots of other people. Definitely, hello, I'm sorry, I thought I would have a show pre-rolling, so my bad. But anyway, I do have news stories, but I guess because of the timing, I'll just have to tell you, like, the headlines, and then if you want, I can publish the listing. But let's go on through it here. All right, because today's not July 10th. Okay, well, I'll continue talking about my trip. Anyway, I'm just trying to get this going. Carry on. I really could have just not dialed in at all, I guess, but I wanted to be sure and let you know, hey, I'm sorry, I thought I had a show that was pre-rolling. So, July 11th, here's what's going on. Not as much death as normal. Mount Everest, a helicopter, six dead. A helicopter crashed into Mount Everest, six people are dead. A pro surfer named McCullough Jones has died at age 44. And in Libya, 37 smugglers were sentenced for causing death of migrants. These are the equivalent of like coyotes. These are the people that are like buying the fishermen's boats and loading them down with like, you know, 100, 200 people and then shipping it, pointing it in the direction of Italy and then shoving off. Speaking of, 86 migrants have been rescued by the Spanish Coast Guard. And, that's kind of the death. As far as, like, destruction goes, not a big surprise, but Google is exploiting Uruguay's water supply. A plan to build a Google data center that uses millions of liters of water a day has sparked anger in Uruguay, which is suffering its worst drought in 74 years. Water shortages are so severe that a state of emergency has been declared in Montevideo, and the authorities have added salty water to the public drinking water supplies, prompting widespread protests. Critics claim that the government is prioritizing water for transnationals and agribusiness at the expense of its own citizens. Daniel Pena, a researcher at the University of the Republic in Montevideo, said, "Only a tiny proportion of water in Uruguay is used for human consumption. The majority is used for big agro-industries such as soya, rice, and wood pulping. Now we have Google planning to use enormous quantities of water." It needs about 2 million gallons of water a day to cool its servers, which is about equivalent to 55,000 people's daily use. So, pretty gnarly there, if you ask me. Coca-Cola likes to do that, too. But they bottle up the water, Nestle, too. All the big corporations. Anybody who makes something you like or love probably exploits someone in a horrible way for you to get it. Oh, speaking of horrible things, if you have a Bank of America account, you might want to check your credit score. Bank of America was fined for junk fees and fake accounts. Bank of America has been ordered to pay out $150 million in penalties after it was found to have opened credit cards without customers' permission. Regulators also discovered the bank double-dipped fees from customers and withheld promised reward bonuses. The violations at the U.S.'s second-largest bank affect hundreds of thousands of customers and date back to 2012 in some cases. Bank of America has not admitted or denied the investigation's findings. The bank has been ordered to refund customers and pay a total of $150 million in penalties to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Yeah, sorry. It's all terrible. But, you know, there's death and there's destruction. But there's good stuff, too. Like the Dubious Goals Committee, which airs every goddamn day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. It's coming up in just about a minute from now. Golly, I wish I don't know. Summer, the month of July especially, is hard for me to keep constant with shows, but I'm doing my best. Thank you so much for being here and listening. 25 listeners. Oh, please check out B-Board, the Anon Radio B-Board. There is some good discussion about the server and other stuff going on. So please dial in to sdf.org and then go type B-Board and then G and then for go to and then type Anon Radio. And once you're there, you'll be in the B-Board on for Anon Radio, and there's some posts there to check out. Press H if you need help. All right. So anyway, this is me checking in. I gotta go. I don't gotta go, but I have to go. My time slot is up. Dubious Goals coming at you. Boop, 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 boop. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.